great role play performed by us. One day, a salesman visits a house to sell cleaning vacuum. Then, something happens. What happens? Wait and see, please enjoy it. The salesman knocked the door several times.
Answer to all your problems. Here, the superlative vacuum cleaner.
The superlative vacuum cleaner? Why is it called superlative?
Because, madam, everything about it is superlative. It's the quickest, the cleanest, the cheapest, the smallest, the smartest, the most economical, the most effective, the most beautiful, the most revolutionary vacuum cleaner in the world. And it's only $65.
Are you trying to sell me a vacuum cleaner?
Yes, madam.
Well, go on then.
I finished, madam.
Finished? You haven't said very much. What sort of a vacuum cleaner salesman are you?
Not a very good one, I'm afraid.
I can see that.
No, I'm a very bad vacuum cleaner salesman. In fact, I'm the worst salesman in our company.
The worst?
The worst. I sometimes think I'm the worst vacuum cleaner salesman in the world.
Oh dear. Do you like your job?
Like my job? No, madam. I hate my job. It's the most boring job in the world. Every day, it's the same. Good morning, young lady. Is your mother in? The superlative vacuum cleaner is the quickest, the cleanest, the cheapest, the smallest, something like that.
Well, is it quickest?
No, it's probably the slowest.
Is it the cleanest?
Cleanest? Don't make me laugh. I don't think there is a dirtier vacuum cleaner on the market. And it certainly isn't the cheapest either.
No, no, no. This is no good at all.
Pardon?
Look, do you want to sell this vacuum cleaner or not?
I suppose so.
Well, your sales technique is all wrong.
Is it?
Yes. I could sell vacuum cleaners better than you.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could. I'll show you. You come into my house, and I'll knock the door and sell the vacuum cleaner to you.
You mean you will sell the vacuum cleaner to me?
Yes.
Okay, but it isn't as easy as you think.
We'll see. Go inside and shut the door.
All right.
The salesman goes into the house and closes the door. The housewife knocks the door, and the salesman opens.
Hello.
Hello.
My goodness me, what a beautiful house you've got.
Oh, do you like it?
Like it? It's the most beautiful house I've seen for a long time.
Thank you very much.
May I come in? Thank you. Oh, what a colorful carpet.
Yes. It's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't the most colorful carpet I've seen for ages. I should think it was very expensive.
Yes, the most expensive one in the shop.
And I suppose you've got a very good vacuum cleaner to look after it.
A vacuum cleaner? No, I haven't.
You haven't got a vacuum cleaner?
No.
Well, madame, this is your lucky day, because I have here the best vacuum cleaner, the superlative vacuum cleaner.
Is it really good?
Good, good. It's the
quickest.
The quickest. The
cleanest.
The cleanest. The cheapest. The smallest. The smartest. The most economical. The most effective, the most beautiful, the most revolutionary vacuum cleaner in the world.
Oh, how much is it?
Just $65 to you, madam.
Really? Okay, I'll take it.
Good.
Madam, where is the money?
It's in my handbag on the kitchen table.
Alright, I'll just go and get some money.
Good idea, madam. You've made the right decision.
What a fantastic salesman are you?
Oh!
You've got a fantastic sales technique.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you've got the best sales technique I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Thank you, madam. See ya. Have a good day. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 65. Now, that's the way to sell a vacuum cleaner.
That's great, wonderful. Don't you think so? I hope you have enjoyed our play. His true identity is an expert of selling vacuum. The housewife has got deceived by his skillful sales.
Oh my god!
What a pity! Well, I introduce our awesome cast. A salesman, AJ.
Thank you.
A housewife, Hannah.
Hi.
Background music, Haruka.
Thank you. A narrator, Yuko.
Thank you for listening!